सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः
श्रीशुक उवाच अत्र सर्व विसर्गश्च स्थानं पोषणमूर्तयः मन्वन्तरेषां तथा निरोधो मुक्तिराश्रयः
Now Sri Sukhdev ji says that there are 10 topics in Bhagavatam. So we are going to complete the second canto. There are in all 12 cantos. So rest 10 cantos are for these 10 topics. All the questions asked by Parikshit are covered in this. And these are all related to Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, Srishti, Karma, Bandhan, Mukti. Whole thing is described. So what are those? Atra Sarga. Now in the first verse he just enumerates the topics covered. First is the Sarga, next is Visarga, third is Sthana, fourth is Posanam, fifth is Utayaha, sixth is Manvantar, seventh is Shanukatha, Nirodha eighth, Mukti ninth, and Asra is the tenth. So these 10 topics are covered here.
I think starting from? See. If you can't see, you can come this side, you know. Lakshmi, do you want to come this side?
So canto number 3 will be about Sarga.
Dashamasya Vishuddhyartham Navanamiha Lakshanam Varnayanti Mahatmanah Shrutenarthena Chanjasa.
Varnayanti Mahatmana, Mahatma is described that the first 9 topics, Sarga, Visarga and all that, up to Mukti, they are for the explaining the 10th item, which is Asraya. Asraya means the ultimate substratum. The first 9 topics are only to explain Asraya. Why this sequence? Why didn't tell the about the Asraya? We want to know only Asraya. Is it not so? You want to know Brahman, but you have to wait up to the 12th canto to know about him. Why so? Because the journey is always from known
to unknown.
Same sequence is being followed here. So they will explain everything. Then after that they will say, this is whole projection on Brahman. Dasamasya Vishuddhyartham. Dasamas is the, what is the dasamas? Is the Asra, that is the Tasma. The last canto is the Asra. Navan and Mihalachanam, they are all trying to explain that. When these things are clear, then we are able to understand the Asra. And his nature is described in the Shruti and its purport. The same thing you will find here also. Shruti means Vedas. So whatever is stated in the Veda, you will find the same thing over here also.
भूतमात्रेन्द्रियधियां janma sarga udaritah brahmano gunavaishamyat visarga paurusha smritah.
So it is said, what is sarga? Now briefly, in one sentence or two sentence, Sukhdevi is explaining each topic. What is sarga? He says, bhutamatra indridhyam janma sarga udaritah. Bhutamatra indriya, that comes. The first is the mahatattva. You remember? Mahatattva, from mahatattva came? Ahankar. From ahankar came? From tanmatra came? Gross element. This is sarga. Nobody else can create it. You cannot create one lump of earth. This is the original material supplied by Bhagwan, Narayan. Then after that comes Brahmaji. So whatever Brahmaji creates with these elements is Visarga. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Visarga. Brahmano gunus vaisamyat Visarga paurusha smrita. And creation of various beings, various objects with these five great elements, with five subtle elements, with ahankar and mahatattva is called Visarga. Very good. And one thing is written here, guna vaisamya. Guna, what is guna? Sattva rajas tamas. Guna vaisamya. Vaisamya means there is a disturbance. That means before creation it was in equilibrium point. Then there was some disturbance. And that disturbance was because of the will of the Lord. And from the theory of karma, we say whenever the fruits of action fructify, there is a disturbance in guna. When we get up early in the morning, because of some fruit of action has already fructified, we have to enjoy and suffer this day, whole day. Similarly, when the new creation comes, guna vai samyat, the samasti prarabdha has fructified. And this is according to the will of Virat Purush. This topic we are covering is now the cosmic form of the Lord. Virat Purush is being explained here. Visarga, right. Then.
Sthitir Vaikuntha Vijayah Poshanam Tadanukraha Manvantarani Saddharma Utayat Karma Vasana.
Now four topics are covered in one verse. It is said, sthiti vaikuntha vijayah. Sthiti vaikuntha vijayah means sthiti or sthan consists in the activities of the Lord for the manifestation of the whole world. He created the whole world and after that he needs some space to place it. So that is the sthan, the sthiti. Then posanam tad anugraha. Posanam is sustenance. Posan karna. What is that? Is granting protection to the devotees who surrender to him. He protects them. Posanam. Manvantarani saddharma. Manvantar. Manu. Manuantara. Saddharma. When the manu come, they all prescribe the satadharma, the righteous living. Like we have got manu smriti. The righteous living, the manus, they formulate all that. And it is illustrated in the lives of the great persons. Manvantarani saddharma. And what is utayah? So it is said, utayah is karma vasana. Utayah, what? Uti is, I think you are hearing for the first time. It is nothing but karma. Karma also you know. Vasana, what also you know. So Gurudev has taken vasana. Same thing is here. Karma vasana. According to your karma, you have got the likes and dislikes. So what is uti? Uti consists of your karmic tendencies, whether it is latent form or in active form. Latent form means we have got many, many vasanas, but they don't disturb us. They are in the latent form. But when they manifest, at that time they are active. When the object come in front of us, then they become active. Next.
Avataranucharitam hareshchasyanuvartina satamishakata prokta nanakhyanupavrimhita.
So this is Bhagavan's avatar Anucharitam. Ishanu Katha, Isha Katha, his different incarnations and his Leela and how it is supplemented by the devotees. In the Leela, the whole description is in this, comes into Ishanu Katha. What is Nirodha?
Nirodhosyanushayanam Atmanas sahasaktivihi muktivhitvanatharupam swarupena vyavasthitihi.
Nirodha means pralaya, dissolution. How this dissolution happens? At the time of cosmic dissolution, when Mahavishnu goes to Yognitra, what happens to all these jiva? They come into a very subtle form. They call it germinal condition, very sushma. Each and every jiva will be living there, but they will be in very subtle form. Like the trees in the seed, small seed, the whole tree is there. Similarly, we all have got the small, subtle form. They all come and stay in Mahavishnu. And this is called Nirodha. Nirodha means dissolution. What is Mukti?
Abhasascha Nirodhascha Yatascha Adhyavasiyate Sa Asraya Param Brahma.
No, Nirodha, Mukti Hitva. Oh sorry, I didn't explain the Mukti Hitva Anyatha Rupam Sarupena Vyavasthiti. Beautiful definition of mukti. You will not find anywhere else. What is mukti? Hitva anyatha rupam. Renounce or give up anyatha rupam. What is anyatha rupam? This body, we think this is atman, anyatha rupam, gross body, subtle body, kajar body. Hitva, discard it. And swarupene vyavasthiti. And establishing in our own true nature. What is our own true nature? Our atman. So, abiding in our Atman, discarding what is not Atman, is Mukti. Very simple. Mm-hmm. Discard all Anatma Vastu. Gross body is Atma. No. Causal body? No. Any body is not Atma. Any object of the world is not Atma. So where are we abiding now? We are abiding into gross body, subtle body and the causal body. Hitva. You give up, you renounce, you abandon these three bodies. And then, this is half part. Only giving up will not do. You have to abide in the swarupena sthiti, then it is called mukti. Guruji writes, kalpana ka tyag hi mukti hai, that's all. You can understand all these things by very simple way. You are sitting quietly in a place, you have started imagining that I have gone to Delhi or Chennai or Bombay, you have reached there. That is sarga. Then you have started again imagining, I will go to shopping at this mall, that mall, meeting so many people, my relatives, my friends, visiting my old school, this and that. Visarga. Then after that, what is the sthan? Where are you imagining? Your mind is sthan. Then the next is, who is sustaining this? What is posanam? Posanam is also done by mind. Mind is sustaining. You see, everything is happening in mind. That asra is mind. From mind is coming the sarga, coming the visarga, is the sthan. It is nourishing also, posanam also. And there you can have your manvantar and ishanu katha. Manvantar means right living, right thinking. Ishanu katha, whatever is happening, you are all recording there. And where this your kalpana or imagination will dissolve? Into your mind. Nirodha is also in mind. And what is mukti? When the imagination ends, it is? The whole world is like this. It's only projection and imagination. So kalpana is bandhan. So long you are imagining, it is bandhan. And Guruji has given a beautiful example. One sadhuvaj sitting on the edge of a well. And at that time he saw a marriage procession going. When the marriage procession had gone, he lied down on the edge of that well and started imagining. Kitna achha hota meri shaadi ho jati. He was imagining. And he got married in his dream also. He had children also. Then his wife said, you have taken so much of space on the bed. Move little bit. He moved. Fell into the well. Then that well was not very deep. So villager came and helped him to come out. He said, how come? Sadhu Maharaj, how fell down in the well? Are mat bolo. I was dreaming about my marriage. I saw the marriage procession. In my Jagrat Avastha, then I was resting and I started thinking about that kalpana. Fell into the well. Now you all people have rescued. The villager said, aapko shaadi karna hai, to bol, hum karwa dete hain aapki shaadi. Then Mahatma said, dekho, in imagination,
I fell.
In the well. What will happen if I really marry? In imagination, I fell. Kalpana, khatam, mukti. Stop your imagination, that's all. Nothing else is to be done. Mukti hitva sarupena vyavasthiti.
Abhasascha nirodhascha yatascha adhyavasiyate sa asraya param brahma paramatmeti shabdate.
Abhas. You see the creation, he is not saying anything. Sukhdevji Maharaj is saying this is abhas, this is illusion. Nothing else. We say naya janma hua, creation hua, this and that. No. Abhasascha nirodhascha and the dissolution. Both think where it is happening. Well, it is happening in that asraya, Brahman. And he is said as param brahma paramatmiti sabyate. We call it in paramatma. So from that paramatma, all jiva and all the creations are coming. Abhas, it is projection only. It is not really there. It is just like an illusion, like you see snake on the rope. Bar bar yaad rakhna. It's a snake on the rope. If you are identified with the snake, then you will get frightened. So that substratum from which everything is coming and in which everything is dissolved is called as Paramatman or the Brahman.
यो याध्यात्मिकोऽयं पुरुषः सोऽसावेव यधिदैविकः यस्तत्र भयविच्छेदः पुरुषो हि आधिभौतिकः.
Very beautiful. It says यो आध्यात्मिकोऽयं पुरुषः, the spirit which is identified with this body, आध्यात्मिक, the same spirit is so asauvayev adidaivika. In the devata also is the same spirit. Very clearly said. So the spirit in us and the spirit in the Lord is one and same. And what differentiates in between Lord and me? It is a yah tatra ubhay vicheda puruso hi atma bhaudika. The difference is because of this body. So this body is adhi dai bhautik. So adhyatmik, the spirit in me and the spirit in the Lord is one and the same. And what differentiates? Spirit is one. What makes the difference between me and Lord? Bhautik, adi bhautik. This body is the adi bhautik, which differentiates. So difference between me and Lord is, he has got a superior body and I have got a? Why is body superior? What gunas? Ours is? Rajastama. Simple.
Ekamekatarabhave yadanokalabhamahi tritayam tatrayo veda sa atma swasrayasrayaha.
ekam ekatara bhave yadano uplabhamanahe. All threes are required for perception. Adi bhautik eyes are also required, and the devta governing this eye, Adi Devik, is also required. And the bhutas, all bhutas, bhautik, the forms also required to make a experience complete. Suppose this is not there, Adi bhautik is not there, I mean adhyatmik, this made of bhuta is not there, but devta is there, objects are there, can you see? No. Suppose devta is there, eyes are there, objects are not there. No perception. Similarly, objects are there, eyes are there, but the devta is not there. The connecting, the indriya, the subtle indriya behind the eyes, nahi hai. So perception will not happen. That is what is said here. And tritam tatrayo veda sa atma swasraya asraya. And who is the asraya of all these three? Adi Devik, Adi Bhautik, and Adhyatmik. Who is the asraya substratum? Brahman. He is the support of all. He knows all three. Now from verse number 10 to 14 is about the Lord Narayan. Garbho Udaka Sahi. Garbho Udaka. Udaka means water. Narayan resting on the causal water. Garbho Utakam Sahi. He is sleeping there. How is that? Purso and Binirvedya Yada Sausa Binirgimata. When the cosmic person Virat Purush broke open his universal cell, then what happens? He came out. Atmana Ayanam Anavichana. He wanted to rest. Atmana Ayanam. Ayanam is abode. Atmana Ayanam. For resting, what he did? He created uncontaminated pure water called holy water or Garbhodukam. We have heard the story, na? Narayan sleeping on that causal water. That is called the causal water. So first he formed that water and he is resting on that. Tasovat Sita Swasrashtrasu Sahastra Parivarsan. And he laid there for Sahastra, 1,000 years, not human years. That is divine years, that comes to about 360,000 years he rested on that, Narayan. Why his name became Narayan? Cosmic person is called Nara. He created water, the water is called Nara. And he is sleeping there, that is Ayan, his abode. Therefore, one who is sleeping on that ayan of Nar on the water is called Narayan.
Dravyam karma cha kalascha swabhavo jiva eva cha yad anugrahatas santi na santi yad upekshaya.
Yat anugrahata santi, because of his will, these things stay. He created drabhya. Drabhya means materials. We know material cause, efficient cause, the material cause, all five great elements he created. Drabhyam. Karma. Karma is the efficient cause. He created that also. Then kalascha, time. Then svabhava, nature. Jiva. Jiva is also his creation. He created all these things. And these all stay because of his grace. And they cease when he wishes that it all should be dissolved. Khatam bhi uske karan. Dissolution also because of his will. And the creation also his will. So how many things he created? Drabhya, karma, kala, svabhava, jiva.
Eko nanatvam anicchan योगतल्पासमुत्थितः वीर्यं हिरण्मयं देवः माययावसृजत्रिधा.
All of you ask this question, why did he create this thing? Batao, creation ka what is the reason? Is it not so? Kyun bana? We only suffer in this. You are suffering because of your kalpana, because of your imagination only. He said, eko nanatma anavichan, eko nanatvam anavichan, yoga talpat sumutita. He wanted to become many. Lo, uski ichha hai. He wanted to be many. Viryam hiranmayam devo mayaya visrithidha. Then what he did? Hiranyamaya viryam, luminous seed, he divided into three. He is the seed of everything. So he wanted to be many. So his hiranyamaya viryam, luminous seed, he divided into three. How? By his devo mayaya, by his own maya sakti.
Adhidaiva.
These three are what? Adhidaiva, Adhyatma and Adhibhautik. The three things which came into existence are these three. Adhidaivi, Adhibhautik and Adhyatmi. You know these words, na? Adhyatmik relating to this body. Adhibhautik related to Bhutas, all the great elements. And Adhidaivik, there is Devta for each organs of perception. They control. So Devtas are required, Bhutas are objects are required, and Adhyatmik, we have to have the sense organs also, organs of perception and organs of actions also. So who he created? So now from verse number 15 to 30 is about the Adhidaivik, Adhyatmik and Adhibhautik.
Antashreerakashat purushasya vicheshtadah ojasapo balam yagye tatah prano mahanasuhu.
From the space in the heart of the cosmic being, thus activated arose three powers. What are the powers? Ojah, sense power. Then saha is the mental power. Bala is the physical power. So three powers came out from that Virat Purush because he is now active. Tata prano mahanasu, and from these three, from Oja, Saha and Balam came the Mahaprana. And Mahaprana started, activated. Manhasu. It is a collective force which is will be acting in all beings. This prana will be coming in all beings. Then comes anupranti yam prana pranantam sarvajantusu apanantam apananti naradevam ivanuga. Just the attendants follow king. Is it not so? When the king is going, then his attendants always follow. Similarly, all sense organs of perception and action, mind, intellect, they all follow prana. When the prana is active, they are active. When the prana ceases to operate, they also stop functioning. So prana is the vital power. We call it powerhouse. Because of the prana, all organs of action, perception, mind and intellect, they all function. The moment prana stops, you are dead. Then this eyes will not be able to see, hand will not work. Pranena chipta chutra trindatara jayate prabho pipasato jakshastasya prang mukham nirvidyataha prang mukham. Then the prana has started, then what will happen? The face has come. Prang mukha, the face has come. This is, we are describing about the cosmic person, how from the cosmic person is formed, this is being described. Mukhastalu nirbhinnam jeva tatru pajayate tato nana raso jagge jiva ya vigamyate. Then after that, what happened? Mukhastalu, then the talu and jiva. First the face, Then after that, Mukhastalu, they came into being. And in that, the tongue also came, the presiding deity Varun also came, and different type of taste. So whenever there is a sense organ coming, their presiding deity will be also coming, and the objects will also come. Objects, it means when the jihva has come, the devata is Varun devata, and the all types of taste, sweet, sour, and all those things, these are all formed. Then in verse number 19, you will find the Virat Purush desire to speak. When he desired to speak, whatever happened, organ of speech came. You see, there are two functions of this jiva. One is the taste, speak. One is Gyanendriya, another is Karmendriya. So he wanted to speak, he desired to speak, immediately the Karmendriya came. And the devata of that Karmendriya is a Vanni, and the power is speaking. In verse number 20, you will find when the breath was agitated within, the nose was formed to exhale. Prana has already come. So prana function, there must be something. Naak aa gaya. Step by step is staring. And nose, and what is the devata for? That vayu. And what is that smell? I have told earlier also that there are many theories of creation. This is one of the theories. So if it any way differs with your tattva-bodh, atma-bodh or anywhere, don't argue, don't question. Why?
Believe in it.
Why? Because there cannot be any true creation theory for untrue creation. That creation is not there. It is just kalpana, just imagination, it is abhas matra, illusion only. Ab batao, wo saap ko kaise banayega tum, ye batao. What is the material, kab aaya, kaise aaya? The snake which you are projecting on the rope, each person will have its own theory. Aise bana. Same way it is here also. Then in verse number 21, you will find when he could not see himself and he desired to see, that immediately came the eyes and the devata Surya and all the objects and the form, they came. In verse number 2, he desired to hear, then came your ears, then the devata is Dik Devata and the sound came. In verse number 23, when he desired to experience hard, soft, light, heavy, heat and cold, skin came. And the devata of the skin is said to be here Ausadhi. In Tattva-bodh it is Vayu. That is why he told, don't get confused. Accept whatever he said is okay, Ausadhi. And all the objects relating to skin also came. Desiring to do many works. Now he wanted to do work. Kya chahiye? Arms, faculty of the strength came. And who is the devata of? And Indra. Indra was also created. And the vishaya, the objects were different. Objects were also created to touch light, heavy, heat and cold. Desiring to move. Then what came? Legs came. This is verse number 25. Why he created legs? Bole, for the yajna is the devata. And you are supposed to collect the samidha by this leg. Hum ye to nahi karte kabhi. Samidha kharidne ke to nahi jaate hain hum. Other than samidha, we want to go there and buy. The purpose of leg, according to Bhagavatam, is that you should go and get the ingredients for the yajna. Then he desired for the offspring and joy, sex organs were created. And who is the Lord? Prajapati. And the indulgence to the sex also arise. Desired to excrete undigested and residue, excretory organ, anus, and the devata is Mitra, and the control of the organ also came. Desire to pass from one body to another. In the naval area, the Udan Vayu came, Apan Vayu. देखो यहाँ यहाँ इस अपान वायु इज देयर बट एक्चुअली इट इज उदान वायु इज रिक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम गोइंग फ्रॉम वन बॉडी टू अनदर बॉडी डोंट डिस्प्यूट एनीथिंग अपान वायु एंड द लॉर्ड इज द डेथ डिजायर टू फूड एंड ड्रिंक देन केम द स्टमक stomach with all the intestine and also your veins and all this they are compared like as a river and oceans so this is for the satisfaction and nourishment when he began to think of his inherent power then heart came in existence the faculty of mind in the heart we say the mind is there and he is the presiding devta moon is the presiding devta And the fancy imagination and thought started coming in the mind.
Tvak charma mamsarubhira meda majjasti dhatavah bhumyatpete jomaya sapta pranomho nambhuvayubhi
Now tvak charma mamsarubhira meda majjasti These are the seven we have got the ingredients in our body. Saptadhatu, we call it. Tvak, then next is charma, we call it dermis, na? Skin, then the dermis. Then after that, mansa, flesh, rudhir, blood, med, fat, majja, bone marrow, asthi, bone, seven things. How are they made? That also is written here. We eat only food and the seven things are coming. We eat vegetarian, all these non-vegetarian products are made. Is it not so? We eat vegetarian only. And what are all these? Haddi, bone marrow,
flesh,
fat, skin. Then he said it is made of three things. Earth, water and fire. And the pranas are made as the product of combination of akash, jal and vayu. Pranas, which we inhale and exhale, they are the product of akash, jal and vayu. Then in verse number 32 it was said, Indriya is the product of Rajoguna. We know about this, Indriya is the product of Rajoguna. Which Indriya? Karma Indriya and Gyan Indriya? Satoguna. Nothing is written about the Gyan Indriya. But it is said the Karma Indriya is made of Rajoguna. And objects, all objects like sound, etc., they are made of? Bolo, aapko malum hai? Tamoguna. Organs of perceptions are made of? Satoguna. Of subtle elements, organs of actions and prana, organs of perception and mind is made of sattaguna, organs of action and prana are made of rajoguna of subtle elements. What remains is now tamogun. That tamogun got grossified, and with that grossified element, what we see now is the grossified element. With this five great grossified element, my body and the whole Brahmand was made. That is with the tamoguna. And what is the mind? Mind is the abode of emotions and feeling. And buddhi is for your rational understanding. This is said in verse number 32. In 33, Sukhdevji is saying, I have described gross body of Lord having eight layers of covering. Whatever is described is eight layers of covering. What are these eight layers? Mahatattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra, three, and five great elements. Neat means eight. So inside us is also Atman is covered by these eight things. So manifestation from other point of view also is given. Now it is said, Atah param sukshmatam abhyaktam nirveshanam. So far we have discussed about the gross body. Now he is telling about the subtle body. It says it is the cause of the gross form. The gross body is an effect, and the cause of this gross body is the subtle body. What we have studied in Tattva Bodha? Karan Sarir is the cause of gross body and subtle body. Is it not so? Karan Sarir, causal body, is the cause of Sukshma Sarir and Stool Sarir. Here it is said the Sukshma Sarir is the cause of Stula Sarir. And this Sukshma Sarir cannot be comprehended by organs of perception and mind. You cannot perceive these tanmatras or the subtle elements or anything made of subtle elements. And in 35, verse number 35, it is said, both forms of Lord, gross and subtle, discussed above is the projection of Maya. Wise person, vipassit, don't accept them as final and go beyond them. So the gross body and the subtle body of the cosmic Virat Purush is also made of Maya. My gross body and subtle body is also made of Maya. The vipaschit, vipaschit means a wise person has to go beyond both bodies. Then in verse number 36, it says, Lord is both active and actionless, sakarma and akarma. He assumes the form of Brahma, projects beings and performing different actions. We all know Brahman has got no sthul sarir, no karan sarir. Therefore, he is karta. He is akarta. Akarta. But when he takes a form, Brahmaji, then he becomes karta. Sakarma and akarma both also. In verse number 37 to 40, he said he created so many things. What are those things? Prajapati, Manu, Devata, Rishi, Pitra, Siddha, Charan, Gandharva, Vidyadhar, Asur, Guhyak, Kinnar, Apsara, Nag, Sarpa, Kimpurus, Reptiles, Matris, Rakshas, Pisach, Pret, Bhut, Vinayak, Kusmand, Unmad, Betal, Yatudhan, Graha, Pakshi, Pasu, Gai, Trees, Mountain. He created everything. Bhut Pisach, he created. Then it is a Dvividha, all creatures that can be classified as char and achar. All the creatures which can be classified in char, achar, is created by whom? We are achar or char?
We are
char. What is achar?
Pahar.
All of the pahar, this ped, the trees, plants, they are also jeev. They are achar. All created by him. Then chaturvidha. Chaturvidha means he created all them in four ways. How? Jarayu, Andas, Svedaj and Udvij. Jarayu, Jarayu means from Om. Born from Om. Andaj, born from egg. Svedaj, born from moisture. Hota na juha, juh, kya bagal?
Lai.
Kahan se aya? Udve, Svedaj, because of the moisture. And Udvij, Udvij means whatever plants they grow from the earth. Udvij. And all these creatures, high and low, are created according to their past karma. It is written there, Kusala Akusala Mishra Gateha Timam. Kusala Akusala Mishra Karmanam Gateha Timam. They all are created high or low, Kusala, good, bad, or mixed fruit of action of your own karma. So all births are according to your own karma. तो अगर कुछ अच्छा करना है तो किसको ठीक करना है कर्म को ठीक करना है Then in verse number 41 it is said according to the dominance of guna there is devatas. Satya Pradhan is devata, Rajas Pradhan is the manusya, and Tamas Pradhan is all the lower yonis. So all the devatas are Satya Pradhan, humans are Rajasik, and lower yonis are all Tamasik. Then each of them again can be classified into Satya, Rajas and Tamas. In human also you will find Satya, Rajas and Tamas. Then he says, Bhagavan Mahavishnu is Jagat Dhata, supporter of all. He sustains all and augments this world and incarnates as Tiryang, Sur and Nara. He takes avatar as a Pasu also. You know many avatars. Kurma avatar, Matsya avatar, Varaha avatar, Pasu, Tiryang. Then Sur as a Devata also he comes. And as a Nara also he comes. As a human form also he comes. And at the time of Pralaya, he assumes the form of death, Rudra. He becomes the Rudra and destroys all works created by him, like the wind disperses the cloud. Sometimes when you sit and see the clouds, you will find different formation there. And after some time you will see the wind has moved and the formation has gone. Similarly, this whole world is like that only. So he removes everything. Ittam bhavena. So this supreme being is described in his manifestation. But wise one sees him not as the manifestation, but beyond it. What we have seen is the formation of Virat Purus. Virat Purush is described, how the face has come, how the eyes, ear, nose, we have seen all this thing now. But the wise person, he is not interested in all this. These are created by Panch Mahabhut, Ahankar, Mahatattva or Tanmatra. He wants to go beyond it.
न्यास कर्मणि जन्मादो परस्यानुविधीयते कर्तृत्व प्रवेशे धातम मायारोपितम हि तत.
The supreme being has no birth and karma. The supreme being, the Paramatma or the Brahman, has got no birth. कभी नहीं पूछना ब्रह्मन का बाप कौन है माँ कौन है. He is the causeless cause. Otherwise, infinitum wo chalte hi rahenge. Brahman number one ka baap, Brahman number two, phir uska baap, Brahman number three. No, not that way. Brahman is the ultimate. That is parakashta, we say. And all these activities, what we find in this world, is caused by his maya sakti. He is a karta. But according, his maya sakti does everything. Now 46 onward is the conclusion of the canto. From 46 to 51, it is said, I have already told you about the great kalpa, mahakalpa. Mahakalpa, that is, which ends at the end of the life of Brahmaji, which is
100 years.
And in that, there is, every night of the Brahmaji, there is again dissolution. 100 years, Mahakalpa, Mahadissolution, Khatam. Then new Brahmaji will come. But this Brahmaji has got life of 100 years. Unka bhi to din raat hoti hai. So what is din of one Brahmaji? That we have seen. 1000 Chaturyugi is equal to 112 hours of Brahmaji. Then 12 hours?
Dissolution.
Pralaya. One is the Mahapralaya, another is daily Pralaya. हम लोग का भी डेली प्रलय होता है. वी गो इन टू द डीप स्लीप, देन अगेन क्रिएशन स्टार्ट्स. इन द डीप स्लीप देर इज नो माइंड, नो वर्ल्ड देयर. अर्ली मॉर्निंग व्हेन वी अगेन गेट अप, वी ऑल बिकम वन राक्षस. सबके अपनी अपनी वासना के हिसाब से दे स्टार्ट वर्किंग. सो ही सेड, आई हैव एक्सप्लेन्ड यू बोथ. नाउ इन वर्स नंबर 47, he said the time, the kalp, its measurement will be discussed in the next canto, number 3. Now I shall describe the events happened in the Padma kalp. There are different kalp, each kalp is named. So Padma kalp, what has happened, I will tell you. Now the Saunak ji is saying, oh Sud ji, the dialogue was going on between Saunak and Sud. Who was Saunak and who is Sud? Saunak was doing the yagya of 1,000 years. And Sud is the narrator. So he says, oh Sud ji, you now tell me about the Bidu, the great devotee who left his relatives and everything and went away. Why he did go away? It is very difficult to leave your relatives, your house and go away. Is it not so?
Vidurji was Yama, he was cursed.
But why did he have to leave this Dhritarashtra kingdom? Everything will come. Because he advised Dhritarashtra, don't do it. Give to the Pandav, whatever their dues are there. Mm-hmm. And Dhritarashtra, he didn't give. And at that time, Duryodhana and all they came and started abusing Vidur. You are giving wrong advice to my father Dhritarashtra. You want to take away our kingdom. So at that time, Vidurji left the bow and arrow. Leaving the bow and arrow means that I am not going to join another party. I am leaving my arms here and I am going. And he left his house, his everybody, and went on pilgrimage. Then where did he meet? In verse number 49 it says, where did he meet Maitreya Rishi and talk about the spiritual topics? What spiritual instructions did Maitreya give to Vidur when he asked the question? Vidur also, you know, asked the same question which Parikshit asked. Our questions are also the same thing. Same questions are coming. In verse number 50 it says, tell us about the Vidur's movement. Why he left his relatives and why he returned to them afterwards. Vidur came back again. When Yudhishthir became king, Vidurji again came back. Then Sudji said, listen, I will tell you what Sukhdev said to Parikshit. Sudji is narrating to Saunak Rishi and Adi. He is not claiming, I am answering, you know. He is referring, these questions were asked earlier also by Parikshit to Sukhdev. Whatever Sukhdev said, I am going to tell you. So I am not the original person who is giving you the answer for this. I am referring to the same thing happens in our court also. They always refer to, oh, aage aisa hua hai, President, the Supreme Court has decided this and this point. This point was already discussed and this was arrived at. So we also follow the same thing. The Sudji said, listen, I will tell you whatever the Sukhdevji said to Parikshit. When the letter put these very questions to him, Raja Parikshit also asked many questions about Srishti, Karma, Avatar, Jiva, Varna, Ashram, Dharma. We have seen all these questions asked by Parikshit. And I will tell you the same answer given by him. Now the katha turns to what? Vidur and Maitreya Sambhad.
So, jo Vidur ji ne, jo Maitreya ji ne Vidur ji ko kaha, wohi Parikshit ne suna.
Wohi, Sukhdev ji ne, Parikshit ka jo question tha, towards Sukhdev, and whatever Sukhdev said, same question is now being asked.
Vidur ji is asking Maitreya ji.
Maitreya ji. So, woh jo batayenge, the same thing will be now. Vidur Maitri Sambhad is coming in
next canto,
which you will see
after you come back from India.
Yes.
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Vaiyasikyam Ashtadasa Sahasrayam Paramahansyam Samhitayam Dityaskandhe Purusha Samsthanu Varnanam Nama Dashamodhyaya इति द्वितीय स्कंध समाप्तः हरिओम तत्सत्
आ गया ना ओम तत्सत् यू वर नॉट देयर इन गीता क्लास यू डोंट नो ओम तत्सत् मींस व्हेनेवर यू कंप्लीटेड whatever vaigunya, vaigunya means shortcoming is there in chanting or in explaining. Samma. So that is why in Bhagavad Gita also at last we say Om Tat Sat. In pledge also we have what? Om Tat Sat. So here also? Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.